Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Looks like it's just going to be you and me for a little bit. We're having a little technical difficulty connecting up with our next guest, but you and I are going to continue to march. You know, I was talking about, when we went to the break, I was talking about getting out of your own way. And one of the things that as I've talked with a number of experts, golly, who knows how many, over the last 20-plus years, about what it takes to be successful, not only in life, but especially with our charter here on the show, in business. And, of course, as you know, as you've heard me say before, our businesses and our lives weave a very fine seam between the two. It's very difficult as a small business owner to see a difference as we cross over from our business to our life, to from our locking up our back door of our office to going in the front door of our home, and the difference is very small. And so that's one of the reasons why it's so difficult for us as small business owners. We take it home with us. We take our family business, our family issues to work. We take our business issues home. And try as we might, some of you may be able to pull it off. I was never able to pull it off completely, but I did work hard at it. And one of the things, though, that I'd like to encourage us to think about is the thing that all these success experts have agreed with me about and we've discussed many times on the show. And that is the concept of being able to get out of your own way. That so many success stories, so many good potential businesses and lives could have gone the right way, and they didn't, because somebody couldn't get out of their own way. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does it sound like? Well, if you're someone who is competitive, if you're someone who wants to get things done, if you're someone who believes in yourself, which you have to be, by the way, you have to believe in yourself. If you're going to be successful as an entrepreneur, if you're going to be a small business owner, you have to believe in yourself. And so you're automatically setting yourself up for leveraging and being devoted to you and your ego, right? I mean, if somebody tells you you can't do something and you know you can and you actually can do that and it's the right thing to do, then the same thing, the same emotion, the same spirit, the same energy that causes you to get up on your hind legs and make that happen and make something good and successful, start a business, create jobs, do business, create wealth for your family. That same thing, that same energy, a lot of ego, a lot of personal pride, all that, that also can create problems for you. And so when you apply wisdom to all of that, and when you recognize that as good as all that is, as essential as all that force is, and I've had it, I've felt it, I've used it, I've leveraged it, as good as it is, you have to know when to rein it in. You have to know when to back it off. You have to know when to go from being dominant to subordinate. And that's the essence of getting out of your own way. when you can determine when is the time to go from being dominant as the founder of a business, starting a business with nothing, with only one nickel, not even two nickels to rub together, only one nickel maybe you did, and you had a dream, you had an idea, you had a belief, and you actually made it happen, and it was the right thing to do, and you believed in yourself, as I said earlier. That's dominance, my friends. That's the kind of thing. That's a form of that's a dominant force that people admire the heck out of, because it leads to success. When it's applied the right way, it leads to success. But sometime down the road, you're going to need to hire an employee. You're going to hire more than one employee, perhaps. And you're going to want it with managers. You're going to have people working with you. And you're going to have customers, right? Lots of important customers. You're going to have vendors. You're going to have banks and bankers to deal with and neighbors, things like that. And as you deal with all those people, then you're going to have to learn, you have to apply the wisdom to that force. And that wisdom, if you'll apply it, if you don't know how to get it, you know, find someone who you see pulling this off and ask them how to do it, or just think about what I'm talking about here. And that is knowing when is it time for me to subordinate instead of dominate. So here's an example. Maybe it's time for you to say to your employees, you can do this better than me. I want you to do this. I have other things to do. And you recognize, though, that they're not going to do it as perfect as you can do it in your mind. But it's better for the company, it's better for the organization, if they do this job, you delegate to them to do that job, even though it's not perfect, but you help them seek excellence so you can move on to other things. What you've just done is you've just said, okay, I'm not going to dominate that assignment and hold on to it when I really shouldn't be. I'm going to subordinate that in that particular area, and I'm going to let somebody else dominate it. And that's when you just got out of your own way. You allowed someone else to take that lever, that force lever that I was talking about earlier, and apply that to another part of your business so you can go back to being the CEO of your company. You just got out of your own way when you decided to not dominate an area and to move on, something else. Let someone else dominate it. I'm going to talk about this some more after this break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.